Good morning. We're going to be learning Chayadam Klal Chavpei Siman Dalet. So we're going to differentiate between the ground is raised slightly by the person's spot. Let's say they had a dirt floor, and whatever reason, a little rise was around this, the floor where he is. So if it's not three tochim high, it's not a problem, like we mentioned yesterday. However, if a person's on a kli, which he might fall off of the kli, so that's a problem, even if it's less than three tochim. Therefore, also lama al davar gavoya, a person cannot stand on something which gives some height, kagan kli oisafsel, like some type of a vessel or a bench. Avavishenu gavoya gimel tefachim, even though it's not three tefachim high. Vulega gabshushi is not a rise in the dirt in the ground. Hagavoya gimel tefachim, which is three tefachim high. The habi derech gaiva. Because that's considered derech gaiva. Now the Mishabura says the first halacha of kli osav, so that's actually not an issue of gaiva, because it's not three tochim high. The issue over there is that it creates tirda. The person is distracted because he's concerned he might fall off. The gabshuchis, which is much more stable, so we're not worried about the tirda falling off, but we are concerned with the problem of gaiva, and therefore it's a problem once it reaches the height of three tochim. But putting down the grass, which they put on Yom Kippur, or putting down a mat, is mutter. As we mentioned, that he does not seem to be concerned about the issue of chatzitza. But it is appropriate. Any height at all does, it's even though it's not really gaiva, but there's an element of Mexica gaiva, and therefore it would be appropriate to refrain from that unless there's some compelling reason. Mr. Burr says that's a person in Yom Kippur, he's a person who gets cold easily, and the temperature of the floor would weaken him and make the fast difficult or davening difficult. So such a person can be makel, even lechatzchila, or even the better lashon here is not even lechatzchila issue. There's no midas chasidus in that situation. There's no midas chasidus. What the chayyim over here is saying is a midas chasidus. There's no midas chasidus in a situation when he's putting something underneath his feet. Even if it's three tochim high, but if it's four amas by four amas, it's a different area. So it's not, you're not standing on something raised. You're just in a different place. It's like you're diving on the second floor, and that's not a problem. Similarly, if it has mechitzas around it, even though it's not the area of four amas by four amas, since it's but the whole area which he's on is this height, it does not look like he's raising himself up, and therefore it's not a problem. But it seems to be from the chayodim that the issue is not so much my height vis-a-vis the other mispalim, it's not my height vis-a-vis a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I want to raise myself off of the floor, which I'm not doing because this becomes my area and this becomes my floor. Just one point over here, that the person should not stand on Malkam Gavaya unless he was a Zaken or Chayla. So the Shulchan Aruch actually says another exception, which is his intent was Lashmir Letzibur, that he wants to make sure that he's heard well, so he wants to raise himself up. And that is one of the reasons why the minig in many places is to make the bima higher, and therefore that the Balkare, who's laning, could be heard better by the whole tzibur, because he's raised up above the tzibur a little bit. But the Mishabur points out that the Magen Avraham says nowadays the minig actually is the opposite when it comes to the shliach tzibur for the Bal Tfila, that they would actually go daven in a place which is lower, because of Mimam Akim Krasicha Hashem. And that's why the more uses the Lashon, the more it talks about the person going to daven for the Yom, the more it says Yared Lifnei Ateva. The person is going down, because there was a physical, actual depression in the place where the Shliach Tzibur stood. So even though the Shulchan Aruch, when it talks about it, and actually has a tosefta that if the person's intent was the Hashmir Litzibur, it's okay. But that would be talking more about the case of, let's say, the Shamish, his job is to stand in this raised place to be able to make announcements. But specifically, the Shliach Tzibur should be in a lower place because of Mi Mamakim Krasicha Hashem. Okay, so that's the halachas, the practical issue, the person wants to put down a mat or something of that sort. So if it's less than 3 tefachim, and it's something which is stable, so there's no be'isusa, and there's no gavus, there is a maila of mikol makom roi lizor shel yam al shum davar. There is a maila which that's because of the mechzika gaiva or because of the chatzisa issue, and on that we say if the person has some valid reason to do that, because he gets cold or something of that sort, then even the minas chasidus does not apply to him, and a person is allowed to have something between himself and the floor. Have a good day.